Alaska Extension Almanac.
A prescribed burn might seem like an extreme measure, but according to Nebraska Extension Range Forest Specialist Jerry Valesky, prescribed burns are actually quite beneficial. He says one of the best ways to control eastern red cedar, as well as renew your fields, is a controlled burn. These burns are planned, coordinated, and controlled, and can help rejuvenate your pasture lands.
Prescribed burning is a pretty common practice in Nebraska and many other states as well. And in Nebraska, one of the primary reasons or objective prescribed burning is used is to control eastern red cedar trees. Now, there are some other cases too, such as on CRP lands, where prescribed burning is really just used to clean up some of the old dead growth and rejuvenate some of the grasslands. Late March and April are the primary time or season when prescribed burns are done. Some cases they can be done at other times of the year if conditions are right. And so with the spring prescribed burning, what a lot of the objectives, again, like I mentioned, are to control the eastern red cedar, but also we encourage producers that are thinking about a prescribed burn is that they do need to do some planning ahead of time to make sure that it's done safely and correctly. And many times in the spring like this, there's relatively few days that the prescribed burn can be conducted. You might have the wrong type of wind or direction of the wind. The winds are too strong. The relative humidity is too low. So it really narrows down the window when prescribed burning can be done. It is important, like I said, to really plan this burn. And when you have a group of people together, it's always nice that are going to be working on the burn that have some experience in prescribed burning. And the planning, you know, there's can be different levels of prescribed burning in terms of how easy they might be to pull off. The topography that you're dealing with, the size of the unit that's to be burned. And, you know, even in some cases, planning a year ahead of time can be required because of the, you know, potential difficulty in conducting a certain type of burn. In some other cases, if it's a relatively small field that's going to be burned, certainly, you know, looking around the perimeter, producers will, you know, mow a burn line to help control that prescribed burn that's going to take place. With a good burn plan, one other important thing part about that plan too is to have a fire or burning permit from your local fire chief, and that's required within the state of Nebraska. And then also, I think, you know, in relation to this prescribed burning, we're seeing a lot of landowner groups forming across the state and have been in place for a number of years. And so these are actual landowners that are partner up with each other, and then they have been getting some equipment and already have some experience in prescribed burning. And so they're sharing their labor with each other in helping conduct these prescribed burns. The University of Nebraska does have some extension publications related to how to plan and conduct a prescribed burn. There's several non-university agencies such as Pheasants Forever, Game and Parks Department also have some staff that are have expertise in prescribed burning and are really willing to help out some of the individual landowners in planning and conducting a prescribed burn.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.